What if the very thing you built to create freedom became your prison? Donald Miller faced this paradox when his startup consumed his life. Constant firefighting, mounting chaos, no clear direction. Then something shifted. By implementing 6 interconnected systems, he quadrupled revenue while reclaiming his time. This wasn't magic or luck. It was architecture. Think of a business like an airplane. You need a cockpit for direction, engines for sales, wings for products, and fuel for cash flow. Miss one component and you're not flying, you're falling. Most business advice focuses on isolated tactics. This approach recognizes that sustainable growth requires every system working in harmony, each supporting the others like the precise engineering that keeps aircraft aloft. Most mission statements fail because they're vague corporate poetry nobody remembers. Real mission statements create what Miller calls narrative traction. They open a story loop in people's minds that can only be closed by achieving the goal. Effective missions contain 3 non-negotiables: specific economic objectives, hard deadlines, and a compelling reason why it matters. Compare "We serve customers with excellence" to "We'll generate $2 million through 500 new customers by December 31st because everyone deserves to come home to a lawn they love." The second version creates urgency, clarity, and meaning. Many owners avoid discussing money with their teams, fearing it seems crass. The opposite is true. When people understand the financial priorities, no more than 3 measurable targets, they can contribute meaningfully rather than guessing what matters. Most effective missions have 12 to 18-month deadlines because humans lose urgency beyond that timeframe. The because statement transforms financial goals into meaningful work. When team members understand how their daily tasks contribute to something larger, they bring creativity and energy that compensation alone can't manufacture. Once crafted, your mission must become organizational heartbeat. Open meetings by reading it. Acknowledge those advancing it. Ask potential hires why it matters. If people can't remember your mission, they can't fulfill it. Most company values are generic and useless. Instead, identify key characteristics, specific traits that help accomplish your mission. Ask, what helps us solve customer problems? What helps us persist through challenges? What fosters psychological safety? A software company might prioritize innovative thinking, attention to detail, and collaborative problem solving. A healthcare organization might focus on empathy, precision, and continuous learning. Limit yourself to 3 characteristics specific enough to guide hiring. Top talent gravitates toward organizations that develop them into high-value professionals. Characteristics alone aren't enough. Critical actions, daily habits nearly everyone can perform, complete your cultural foundation. A restaurant might have everyone offer dessert samples, clean bathrooms hourly, and serve sweet tea to waiting customers. A tech company might implement daily code reviews, customer feedback sessions, and end-of-day debriefs. Think of Chick-fil-A employees responding, "My pleasure," or Zappos empowering customer decisions without approval. These aren't just policies, they're identity markers. Test actions until you find 3 that create impact and become habits. The right critical actions drive revenue, build culture, and create tribal bonds that transform individuals into a cohesive team. Marketing isn't about clever design. It's about explaining your products in language that helps customers understand why they should buy. The human brain constantly scans for survival-related information, paying attention only to what's relevant and filtering everything else ruthlessly. Skip company history or awards. Customers care about solving their problems, saving money, finding rest, connecting with others, gaining status. Use simple, plain language that requires no mental effort to decode. Story is the most powerful tool to break through mental filters. The Story Brand Framework provides 7 plot points. A character wants something but must overcome conflict. They meet a guide who gives them a plan and calls them to action so they can avoid failure and experience success. Position your business as the guide, not the hero. Provide a clear 3-step plan that bridges customer hesitation. Call customers to action with prominent Buy Now buttons, avoiding passive language like Learn More. Clearly articulate what negative consequences customers avoid by purchasing. People are often more motivated to avoid pain than seek pleasure. Paint a vivid picture of the happily ever after customers will experience. Once you've created your framework, reduce your marketing to repeatable soundbites and use them consistently throughout your sales funnel. While marketing creates awareness, sales conversations close deals. The $1 million sales pitch applies storytelling principles to create authentic engagement that genuinely helps customers. Start by identifying the customer's problem. This opens a story loop in their mind. When a business owner mentions struggling with employee turnover, their brain immediately searches for solutions. Next, position your product as the solution. A CRM system becomes infinitely more valuable when framed as preventing millions in missed follow-ups rather than just another software tool. Provide a clear 3-step plan to overcome hesitation. First, we'll audit your current process. Then, we'll customize the solution. Finally, we'll train your team. Create urgency by painting both positive stakes, your team will be more productive, and negative stakes. Every month of delay costs you $50,000. Finally, confidently call them to action. Top salespeople excel at asking for the order because they understand they're helping customers make beneficial decisions. Weak closes like, "Let me know if you need anything," communicate doubt. The key isn't being confident in yourself, it's being confident that your product truly solves your customer's problem. Your product offerings determine how easily your business achieves lift. Most small business owners default to opening new locations when trying to increase revenue, which bloats the body of the airplane with additional overhead. Ask instead, how can I work just as hard as I'm working now and generate 2, 5, or even 10 times the revenue? List all products and rank them by profitability. Calculate the true difference between selling price and production costs, including often overlooked expenses like customer service time, storage, and marketing. Many businesses discover their perceived profit leaders generate less net income than expected. While some low-profit items may serve as loss leaders, many unprofitable products simply drain energy. Cut underperformers immediately and redirect resources to what works. Create new offerings that deliver exceptional value in 6 categories people willingly pay premium prices for: making money, saving money, reducing frustrations, gaining status, creating connection, and offering simplicity. For operations, out-of-control overhead comes primarily from labor costs. Rather than cutting staff, implement a management playbook with 5 structured meetings, weekly all-staff meetings, leadership meetings, daily department stand-ups, weekly one-on-ones, and quarterly performance reviews. This system replaces ad hoc meetings that consume schedules. Find an operator who loves managing processes and is an encouraging truth teller. The Small Business Cash Flow Made Simple playbook uses 5 checking accounts to prevent cash shortages. All revenue flows into your operating account for bills and your fixed salary. Your personal account receives automated salary transfers. Predictable income establishes business rhythms and enables future raises. Your business profit account stores surplus funds. Set a high watermark for your operating account and transfer excess to business profit. Your tax account holds funds for tax payments, preventing you from spending money owed to the government. When business profit exceeds emergency needs, move excess to your investment holding account for passive income. Maintain business profit at roughly 6 times your operating account's high watermark, providing 6 months of runway during crises. Safe business growth requires proportional expansion across all components. Many startups make the fatal mistake of appearing successful without being successful, hiring branding firms, purchasing unnecessary swag, leasing expensive offices. This fake it till you make it approach burns cash rapidly and creates unsustainable models. These frameworks transform businesses from constant stress into well-oiled machines. Start wherever your biggest concern lies. You don't need sequential implementation. Beyond financial success, this approach improves quality of life, reducing conflicts, providing clarity, eliminating worries. By professionalizing operations, we provide better security and purpose for our teams while creating businesses that stand the test of time.